The question for today is, why does God allow suffering? It seems that God could devise a system to draw us to him without having to inflict pain on us or our loved ones or our pets or our neighbours. Even as limited as our intelligence is, I think God could have devised a way for us to understand without pain. Angels do not suffer, they believe in God. Why does God allow us to suffer? This dilemma has haunted mankind from time immemorial. If God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-good, it is asked, why does he allow pain, suffering, and evil to exist in the world? It is the tinderbox of atheists and agnostics. The question implies that allowing pain and suffering, war and evil, is somehow incompatible with God's goodness, or that somehow God is really to blame. Be assured, however, this is not the case. First of all, it is commonly assumed that this is God's world. Yet his word, the Holy Bible, reveals that Satan is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. There is no contest between God and the devil. If there were, it would appear that the evil one is winning hands down and that God would not be all-powerful. Adam and Eve made a poor choice in the Garden of Eden when they went independent from God and chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil over the tree of life. Their children have been going the way contrary to God's revealed law and commandments ever since. 1 John 1 verse 8. At various times God announced, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse, if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods which you have not known." Deuteronomy 11, verse 26 to 28. Again, he said, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and thy seed may live." Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. It is man's way, so contrary to God's way, that have brought the world to this present condition. God has always revealed his ways, his laws, his commandments, his statutes to mankind. Yet he observed, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord." Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Secondly, suppose God had taken the only alternative, forcing man against his will to live according to his laws. Can you imagine, for instance, the utter frustration of a person wanting to light up a cigarette, and lo, some invisible angelic force suddenly prevents him from moving his hand to his face? Or a person wanting to say an unkind word to another human being and was suddenly struck dumb. Mankind, with his present nature, would rebel and tell God to go mind his own business and stop shoving your religion down our throats. Thus, God has given mankind free moral choice. Thirdly, many skeptics have set up a humanistic syllogism in blaming God for man's suffering. It goes something like this. Pain is bad. A loving God would eliminate all pain. He has not done so. So therefore, there cannot be a God like the one you Christians worship. Think for a moment. It is true that pain is not fun. It was not meant to be. But pain is there for a very good and helpful reason. Have you ever thought of the downside of insensitivity to pain? Pain warns. Pain protects. Pain teaches. We normally avoid painful situations. It is necessary for our growth and development. Far from being an argument against God's creative power and redemptive love, pain attests to his goodness as a natural alarm to our physical bodies, a warning that something is amiss. It is also a great incentive for mutually caring about others, as in helping less fortunate persons in the community. And, most of all, pain and suffering are reasons to seek the one who alone can deal with our eternal needs. In Romans 8 verse 22 we read, "For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now." In other words, all nature struggles against the burden of suffering and distress which sin has caused. Fourthly, the scriptures make it plain that God did not create the world in the state we find it now, but evil came as the result of the selfishly independent nature of man. Man has brought evil upon himself by egotistically choosing his own way apart from God's way. Remember, mankind has separated himself from God, not vice versa. Genesis 3 verse 8. Jesus, through his selfless suffering and sacrifice, shows us the way back. And lastly, God's plan for mankind is to ultimately reproduce his own kind, the God kind, through mankind. Genesis 1 verse 26. This involves a change in human nature by developing godly character, the ability to think and act as God thinks, along with a metabolic change from physical to spirit by means of a resurrection. Godly character cannot be created automatically by fiat. It must be developed through sometimes painful experience. Mankind must turn from his own ways, thoughts, and habits to become God-minded. It is rightly said that experience is not always the best teacher, but it is the dearest. And righteous character cannot be instilled without free moral agency, the desire to choose right over wrong every time. You also noted in your question, angels do not suffer, they believe in God. True, good angels do not suffer. They are locked in to God's ways. But in Matthew 8 verse 29, we read where certain demons cried out to Jesus saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come here to torment us before the time?" These words show they recognized Jesus Christ and anticipated his final triumph and judgment. 2 Peter 2 verse 4 and Jude 6 show that a time of torment is coming for evil spirits. Although these wicked angels, or demons, are not physical and do not have physical nerve endings, as do human beings, there is torment and suffering awaiting them. In Matthew 25, verse 41, Jesus says to the wicked regarding the day of judgment, "Then shall he say unto them on his left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." God has given mankind approximately 6,000 years to go his own way and learn through lessons of aversion therapy and the school of hard knocks that it is not in man that walks to direct his steps, Jeremiah 10 verse 23, apart from God. The good news is that although evil is here and it is real, it is also temporary. Jesus is coming again, this time to restore all things and to enforce his rule. And as a result, utopia will cover the earth. May God haste that day.